Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Friday, June 9th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. From WordPress to healthcare, the surprising empathy of AI and its potential to boost productivity by 30%. Self-employment numbers dip, a shift in the SMB landscape and what it could mean for the future. And IDC study reveals a dramatic shift toward DevOps skills in a cloud services world. This is the Business of Tech. Back in March, Goldman Sachs analysts estimated that nearly two-thirds of U.S. workers could become more productive using AI. Over the next decade, that AI productivity boost could increase S&P 500 profits by 30% or more, Ben Snyder, a senior strategist at Goldman Sachs, told CNBC last week. WordPress has a new AI plugin to create and edit text. Jetpack AI Assistant allows users to summarize a blog post in a headline, adjust the tone of text, like users choosing between formal, provocative, and humorous, and even generate an entire blog post from a single prompt. Also getting AI, WebEx. Cisco has announced a new summarization capability for the platform by the end of the year. How about a new customer for AI? The Defense Department. Microsoft announced on Wednesday that it would offer U.S. government departments access to its AI models, including OpenAI's ChatGPT-4. And one that's changing its approach, CNET. After news that the outlet had been using AI to produce articles, the site has clarified its policy. Stories will not be written entirely using an AI tool, and humans will do hands-on reviews and testing of products. CNET will also not publish AI-generated images and videos as of now. And some new data on effectiveness. Let's quote from Insider. A team of researchers from the University of California in San Diego lurked on r/AskDocs, a Reddit forum where registered verified healthcare professionals answer people's medical questions. The researchers selected nearly 200 representative questions on the forum, from the silly sounding, swallowed a toothpick, a friend said I'm going to die, to the terrifying, miscarriage one day after normal ultrasound, Then they fed the questions into the virtual maw of the bot ChatGPT and had a separate group of healthcare experts conduct a blind evaluation of the answers from both AI and MDs. The results were shocking. For one thing, ChatGPT came out well ahead of the human doctors on usefulness. Almost invariably, the chatbot answers were rated as 3 or 4 times as reliable as the ones from the poor wee humans. What's more, the bots didn't show any of the distressing tendency to make stuff up that they often have in other circumstances. But here's the most striking part. The chatbot answers, on average, were rated 7 times as empathic as the ones from humans. 7 times. They provided just what you want from your doctor, care, and an emotional connection. It's as if the unfeeling android Mr. Data figured out how to convincingly emulate Dr. Crusher's comforting bedside manner. Why do we care? The predictions of productivity can be seen in the effective outcomes. Medicine is ripe for technology disruption, and this, it's good at it too. Those who test the effectiveness of the technology rather than unthinkingly deploy it will see the best results. And that's exactly what customers will be looking for. Here's a tidbit about the nature of SMB customers. There are now 8.73 million Americans who are self-employed without owning their own company. That's down from a peak of 9.51 million in August 2021, even lower than the 8.89 million registered in January 2020 before the pandemic hit. Self-employment is down. Why do we care? That's a demographic change, a reduction in the smallest businesses, the ones who will grow up to be larger ones. It's certainly not an unhealthy market, just something to note. Diving in right from Redmond Channel Partner, quote, traditional IT professionals will need developer expertise on top of operational expertise to adapt to a cloud services world, per an IDC study announced this week. That notion comes from IDC's Worldwide XOps Consensus and Forecast 2022 to 2027 study, which apparently was compiled by polling developers. The precise census numbers and methodology weren't characterized in the announcement. IDC is projecting a decline in pure operational IT roles due to a shift towards using cloud-based services, which will likely require DevOps-type skills. And this passage. IDC's report may not seem like it's anything new, but its projections were characterized as representing a, quote, dramatic once-in-a-generation shift in the composition of the IT workforce, according to co-author Al Gillen, who is Group Vice President for Software Development and Open Source at IDC. Why do we care? The critical insight is into the needs of the IT workforce. Those providers who gear up for that new need lean into building out a team that includes these needed skills. You may still need to gain DevOps skills. Projections say you need them in a cloud services world. As with all the predictions here, you have time. The one thing you don't have time for is inaction. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, International Dark and Stormy Day. So I'm going to go get myself one of those and head out into the weekend. There'll be a bonus episode, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.